The Work to be Done in Battle Creek. Healdsburg, California, August 22, 1903. To the officers of the Union Conference and the managers of the sanitarium. Dear brethren, my mind has been much troubled in regard to our youths being drawn to Battle Creek. Many helpers will be needed to care for the large number of patients coming to the sanitarium. These helpers will meet with worldly influences. What can be done to save them from backsliding? I am instructed to say that we must do all in our power to guard the employees of the sanitarium and the medical students from the temptations and snares of the enemy. As faithful watchmen, we must guard the sheep and lambs, lest they be led astray. We must improve every opportunity to present the true situation of our work before those who do not understand the dangers that beset us on every side. When the Lord warned his people against making Battle Creek a Jerusalem center and said that plants should be made in many places, he meant just what he said. The large patronage of the sanitarium is no sign that this institution should have been built up in its present magnificence. Even though it had many more patients, this would be no evidence in this matter. It is God with whom we have to deal, and we are not to move in accordance with human policy or with man's short-sighted wisdom. The Lord is in earnest with us. He means what he has said, and for us to build up in Battle Creek something to draw our youth there, and to give the families already there an excuse for staying, is working contrary to the light he has given. Had our brethren been humbly studying the light which has been given in regard to the scattering of our forces, the new sanitarium in Battle Creek would have been established in some other place, even though apparently strong reasons called for its rebuilding in Battle Creek. The Lord presented to us the reasons for removing the college from Battle Creek. This instruction should now be searched out and studied by those who desire to see the former college reestablished there. Let the light already given shine forth in its purity and beauty, that God's name may be glorified. It is not wise to plan to maintain such a school in a place where worldly influences prevail to so great an extent as to counterwork that which the Lord has outlined should be done for the youth in our educational institutions. Many youth should not be brought together in Battle Creek. Let no plans be laid for enlarging the work at Battle Creek. But the question remains, what shall be done for those who are there? It is certainly our plain duty to do our best to guard the young men and young women who are serving those who know not the Lord. Knowing that those who are trying to obey God will be brought into close connection with those who know not the truth, let faithful pastors and teachers work zealously to save the souls both of helpers and of patients. There is special need of faithful watchmen in Battle Creek, watchmen who will keep guard resolutely, determinedly, who will not be found sleeping at their post of duty. There is need that the managers of the sanitarium, realizing the difficulties and dangers of the situation, shall bring into the institution men and women of mature years who have a good Christian experience and who will make an earnest, faithful effort to be a help to the youth and a blessing to all in the institution. The young helpers must not be left to be led away from the truth by the unbelievers with whom they are brought in contact. Faithful watchmen are needed in Battle Creek to sound forth the note of warning, giving the trumpet a certain sound. We are not to stand by passively, seeing souls exposed to temptation without doing anything to help them. There is a work to be done for believers and unbelievers, that those who will listen to the truth may have an opportunity to hear and understand. Those who go to Battle Creek, for whatever reason, are souls for whom the Lord gave his only begotten Son. The Lord will not permit his truth to be extinguished, and those who love and serve him distressed and afflicted. There are men who must be on the ground at Battle Creek to do their best to hunt and fish for souls, to uphold the truth before the multitudes. Let us take the very best view possible of the situation and work for souls as they that must give an account. We must call strong men to Battle Creek, men who will clearly and distinctly outline our position from a Bible standpoint and who will present straight, plain Bible truth. Men who have not been receiving popular, poisonous errors. Every opportunity to teach the truth to worldlings is to be improved, and among the patients there will be true-hearted Christians to reach. These, as well as our medical missionary students, must be helped.
In all that we do, we are to labor together with God. Let us work intelligently, that those who are working as medical missionaries in Battle Creek may not be ensnared. The Lord of Heaven will help us to do His work in a way that will be recognized of Heaven.